Late last Friday morning, by the boat dock at the south end of Seattle's Green Lake, two green trucks pulled up. They have white tanks on the back with the logo Fish Washington. In the tanks of black water, a swirling mass of fish.
I'm Dave Whitman with Washington State Fish and Wildlife. I'm the hatchery manager at Arlington and Whitehorse Hatcheries. So today we're planning about 1,500 triploid rainbow trout, which are about a pound and a half a piece, and about 2,000 catchable rainbow trout, which are right around 10 inches for Father's Day.
So the dads can come out and catch some fish
too. Exactly, yeah, and hopefully bring their sons and daughters along too.
Do you often get a crowd like this? I can see 6-8 fishermen with their poles out ready to start catching.
Yes, we usually attract a crowd whenever we show up. A lot of people are down here for a long time waiting to catch fish, and they're pretty excited to see the trucks roll up.
Kim and her daughter Charlotte are watching by the boat dock.
I've watched Green Lake my whole life, and to be here on this special day, I was excited to see the trucks come down, and we came back just to watch them place the fish in the water.
We provide these fish, you know, as an opportunity for people to get out there and enjoy them. You know, a lot of these people don't have the means to travel east out of the mountains or you know, buy a $20,000 boat to go out in the saltwater and do it. And this provides a great opportunity here locally for people to come down and you know, in their backyards and catch fish. And then they're going to release
fish. If Dave Whitmer and his crew didn't plant fish in Green Lake, there would be none to catch. Tom Quinn is a professor of aquatic and fishery sciences at the University of Washington.
If we stopped putting trout in Green Lake, the ospreys and the fishermen would eventually catch them all, or they would die of natural causes and there would be none.
Planting fish at Green Lake is part of a tradition that goes back more than a century in our state. The first fish hatchery was built in 1895 on the Kalama River. Today there are 82 hatcheries producing 18 million trout and 140 million salmon. They're all planted in Washington lakes and rivers. Chris Donnelly is with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
There's a lot of businesses built around that kind of recreational fishing, whether it's Yakima Bait Company, which is here in Yakima, that builds lures to fish for them, small resorts on little local lakes in eastern Washington, huge economics tied around what those trout provide for us from a revenue-generating perspective.
And that's just sports fishing. Add in commercial and tribal fishing, and you've got an estimated $1.8 billion in economic activity directly related to fishing. Fish planting puts fish in the water for anglers to catch, but does it bring back fish species? Chris Donnelly from the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
It depends on whose Kool-Aid you drink, right? I mean, there's one group that thinks all hatcheries are bad, and there's one group that thinks all hatcheries are good, and I think that we're somewhere in the middle.
This spring, an environmental group successfully sued to stop a Department of Fish and Wildlife salmon fish planting program. UW fisheries expert Tom Quinn.
Very controversial. A number of the hatchery stocks that are being planted are not derived from local systems. Under natural circumstances, that is, when released into river, those fish produce fewer surviving offspring than locally adapted native fish. And the concern is that the offspring of those hatchery fish may displace wild fish, or the adult hatchery fish may interbreed with them, lowering the fitness of the wild population. And there is good evidence from a number of studies to indicate that this is the case.
But that's not an issue back at Green Lake, where the trucks have opened up their spigots, and through 6-inch tubes, fish are shooting out into the water. Out they come, many of them tail first, backwards, out of this chute of water. And the fishermen are casting in. You can see some of the fish squirming around, and the fishermen feel as though they just got delivered 1,500 fish within 30 feet of their rods. Russ Toman is standing nearby. He's already got 6 nice-sized steelhead in his bucket.
Is it sportsmanlike?
To me, no. I mean, I'd like to catch a couple just because they're fun to catch. They're big fish. They're great to catch. But it's fishing, but it's not fishing. I like it better when they're out in the middle where they're not giving themselves up so much. You've got to work for them a little bit. Great. Makes it more interesting.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Makes it taste better, too, because you lose a little weight while you're getting them.
If you'd like to see video and pictures of the fish planting at Green Lake, go to KUOW.org.